This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prescott on first down. Back to throw. Four-man rush. Steps up. Heaves it down. It's intercepted at the 5-yard line. And the corner, Ladarius Sneed, catches it and slides down at the 5 to kill the clock and end the chances for the Cowboys.
Brad Sham with the call on this radio station. They lose 19-9. This is Sean and RJ, joined by Nick Eatman, who was at Arrowhead, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. What was that yesterday, sir?
Oh, man, I wish I knew. You know, I had a long time to sit and think about it and come up with, you know, what kind of answer I want to give you. And I don't know. I mean, it what I hope it's not, and this is what I wrote, is I hope it's not another statement, another message to the NFL, because I thought the Cowboys sent one last week against the Falcons. And you know, right now it looks like the message is the Cowboys aren't ready. They're not ready for a game like that. They weren't in this case. You can say all you want about the injuries, and they were very big for this team. But still, you got to have guys step up and rally, and they did not. And it starts with the quarterback. He did not play a great game. He knows it. He said it. And, you know, it's just all about rising to the moment, because the stage was there, both teams. The atmosphere was electric. And just the Cowboys, as I said, They didn't show up for the showdown. That's plain and simple.
How bad was the wind? McCarthy told Aaron Andrews that the noise and the wind were factors at the half.
Yeah, I mean, they were factors. You could tell in pregame that, you know, just by looking at, okay, which way is the wind going? You're looking at the flags on one end, and it's going one way, and then the flags are going another way. So, you know, obviously, it's a swirling wind down there, and you know, it's kind of like the old Meadowlands. It's like one of the reasons that makes it so loud is the same reason that the wind swirls around. I mean, it's deep down in the ground, and you got a, you know, kind of a high stadium. You're in this bowl, and those are the two things kind of going, and they're, you know, sort of the same reason of why it's very loud and very windy. It's hard to figure out, but that, I don't think that, you know, those are huge excuses for the team. I mean, obviously in the second half, when you don't have your two, you know, the starting wide receivers and obviously your left tackle, and, you know, but again, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses for that. A lot of teams in the league are dealing with that kind of stuff. You've got to go, you know, you got to score more than 3 field goals to even think about beating, you know, the Chiefs and Mahomes and that crew.
Was McGovern for Connor Williams a mistake?
It didn't help. You know, I'm not going to call it a mistake. It just didn't help. I mean, that wasn't the answer. I kind of got the feeling that when they made that move earlier in the week, that they really thought Tyron was going to play.
To help and, over there.
Yeah, just, okay, yeah, you put him there, and you know, and but honestly, that was worse than what we've seen with Connor Williams. Now, was the competition better? Yeah, I think so, Chris Jones and those guys. But what we'd seen with Connor was the occasional penalty here and there, but not really just getting manhandled that much. And I thought McGovern struggled more just blocking than we've seen with Connor. Either way, I mean, it's a problem there. We've known that the center and left guard spot have been a problem really all year. And not always a problem, but just a liability waiting to happen. And it certainly happened against the Cowboys.
Nick Eatman, Cowboys insider, joining us here at 105 Through the Fan. So if Tyron's out again, Do you see them going back to Williams or sticking with what they did this past week?
You know, on a short week like that, I don't know if you'll change a whole lot. I mean, honestly, I was thinking Ty Nsekhe as an option at left tackle at some point in the game. I mean, just with Terrence Steele struggling over there as well. So there's just so many things, so many options on the table. From what we were told on the sideline is that it was going to be right before the game that why Tyron was out, that it was just going to be tough for him on a short week. So that being said, that makes me think that the plan is to play Tyron Smith Thursday if it's a short week. Because it's been a month now for Tyron. So, you know, the weeks don't really matter unless you're going to play him. So unless something else has happened here in the last hour or two that I don't know about, I do think Tyron Smith, the plan at least, and that was the plan last week, the plan is to play him there. So to answer your question, it kind of goes back to the matchup between McGovern and Williams, and I think they're struggling either way there, honestly.
Do you think CeeDee Lamb misses this game?
If I had to bet, I would say yes, short week. I was encouraged by what I heard. Heard walking off the field or walking towards the buses, got a chance to talk to some of the guys on the medical team, and basically just saying that there's chances. I mean, it's not. I think there's a thought that it's always just 1 week, and that's not the case. There's just protocols you have to meet, you have to reach them. And leaving the stadium yesterday, CeeDee Lamb was in good shape. It was a good spot for him. If this was 7 days game, I would say yes, he'll play. The only reason why I don't think he'll play is just because it is a short week, and he's going to have to, you know, hit these benchmarks. There's five or six of them, and there's just not a lot of time to do that and practice and get yourself sort of ready. So I would lean towards no, but I think that it's about as positive as you could have a guy leave from a concussion. And so I don't know if that makes any sense. If I was just a betting man, I would say probably not just because of the short week.
You may not be able to answer this, so just say next. Rosenhaus me if you need to, but when the Amari news comes out, did you get any feeling or sense of disappointment, frustration, anger, resentment from the organization, the rest of his teammates? Or they're like, hey, it is what it is. He's got that choice. Did you get any feeling one way or the other with that?
I didn't get that feeling. But again, you know, it happened Friday afternoon. It wasn't like we're, you know, a lot of people walk around in the workplace. I think people know the situation there. And then, you know, again, I don't know exactly everything that's been reported on him. I think it's been reported that he tested positive for coronavirus. I think that's the case. And so, you know, if that is, then. You know, you can be frustrated by it, but it's 10 days regardless. I mean, the frustrating thing is just the time. I mean, it can happen in any of these other games, but here it is, and it's these two games. It's not just a short week, but it's also, you know, Mari's telling the whole team, this is how you play an Arrowhead. This is how you have to expect. You know, he's the guy that's been there. And then, of course, playing the Raiders, his former team, and that's frustrating too, probably for him, but you know, this with COVID, I mean, it is what it is, and we're not done with it. You know what I mean? There's going to be a playoff game. Somebody, an all-pro player is not going to play in a playoff game or even a Super Bowl. That's just the reality, and it's sad, but that's what's going to happen here. And you know, I think honestly, the one thing I did hear about Amari is, you know what? Well, he's got it. It's two games, and then they probably won't have to deal with it again. So it's almost like, well, with him, he should be fine the rest of the season.
Are you ready to come to the dark side or the light side, the right side, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah.
That Micah Parsons is a defensive end.
Well, it's getting hard to sort of argue that. I mean, he obviously, the last two games, has been outstanding, rushing off the edge. And on those plays, I would love to see a snap count. I didn't get the sense that he missed a lot of time yesterday, having to rotate and do that. Now, you know, he does look great doing it. But I mean, like, if this all comes back, these guys, and let's say in 3 weeks, and everybody's back, I mean, RJ, I don't think you're rushing it at him at end the whole time if you've got D-Law and Gregory there, are you? I mean, and just letting.
Yeah,
letting
that's guys. The interesting thing. I
no, hang on.
You
told Brad Sam he was better.
I think he is.
Than both of them.
I think he is. I think he is better than both of them. And I would take the Lael Collins approach, which is put the guy who's the best at what he does there. Can you move one of those guys? I mean, I guess you couldn't move one of those two guys inside.
You can on like a third down play. Like what I would love to see and is a, you know, and let Dan Quinn kind of figure it out on his own. You're not just going to play the same every time. But I would like to see him playing linebacker most of the time on those third down situations. And maybe sprinkle in second down whenever you want. But you can slide. I mean, look at the way Gregory can play over the center at times. We've seen D-Law kick inside. Even Parsons can rush from the inside at times. So he needs to be rushing the passer. That is evident. You don't break DeMarcus Ware's rookie record in, what 8 or 10 games. You don't do that if you can't rush the passer. He can rush the passer. They've got to figure out ways to do it. If he can play some linebacker and also play, you know, I'm a combo guy. If you ask me about chicken or steak, I take both. So I'm gonna try to do both here. Can I play linebacker? And at times when I really need him to rush the passer, that's what I would love him to do. But you know, you're right on the sense that he's just a dynamic rusher, and you've got to figure out ways to get him to the quarterback.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, here on Sean and RJ. This game or this series of games against the AFC West lately make you change your mind about them as in terms of the contender status?
A little bit. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, the Denver game showed that if they're not focused, they can get, you know, they get their butts kicked pretty bad. This game, you know, how could you not be focused? How could you not be ready for it? This just showed that your offense can go out there and really put up a stinker like that. I mean, like, that's just what it was. I mean, Dak, you know, there's been all this talk of, hey, can he get himself in the MVP race and all that? And I never really bought into that because I just didn't think that. I thought there's other players that carry their team better. But this was a moment where you could do it. I mean, your two receivers are out. Your running back's got two injuries. He's limping around. Your offensive line is in shambles. And, you know, and it almost shows anything that Dak's, he's human. You know, like, he needs help, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. He needs some help. He needs his guys around him. And when he has them around him, he is absolutely awesome. But in this game they needed him to kind of carry Noah Brown and Cedric Wilson and Schultz and Pollard and all the offensive line, those guys in the line. And he just couldn't do it. And that's not really a fault that Dak is. It says this team was built a certain way. They need their guys. They missed Tyron Smith big time. I could argue they missed Amari Cooper even more. Both of them were really missed on that offense, and Dak needed them. And, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that he played one of his worst, probably his worst game of the season. Yeah.
Was the barbecue at least good?
It was outstanding. Yes,
what place did you go? Where did you go?
Q39.
Oh, I heard that.
Q39? Yeah. What does it have to do with barbecue?
I don't know. I don't ask questions. You know what I mean? I'm just like, sit down and eat. But I'll say this. It was the best barbecue I've ever had. Hold on. Let me finish this sentence. The best barbecue I've ever had that actually was like a order – food and this is what I order, and the plate comes out. It's one thing to be sitting there in line and the guy's, you know, he's sweating and he's sitting there giving you, you know, he's, because the pit is right there, and he's like, you know, that's different. When you just place the order, it comes in. I mean, it felt like it tasted like it was just right off the grill, and it probably was. But so, I mean, it was a restaurant style, but man, it was very, very good.
That sounds like one of those hipster Q joints where they just give you a metal tray with some paper on it.
They all do.
No, but they don't even use those little plates. They just throw it right on
fancy,
top.
Though. This was fancier. You know, it was a party of 20, though, for us.
Whoa!
Yeah, fancy. It was our whole group and our whole, you know, digital team, social team. You know, we had guys, we had some people taking the bus. You know, Cowboys bus was up there, you know, and so we had our whole group got there in different ways, but we all made it there.
Thank you, Nate. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
All right. See you guys.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by Ford. Built for Texas. Built for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.